All right, so here we are back live at the clock of 6 on the internet, California time. Wednesday, the 1st of July, 2020. Questions and answers with the Elohim and Ra group. This is arranged by Winfrey, who communicates through his friend Terry Brown with the group soul of the Elohim and Ra. And you have the opportunity to ask a question that will be channeled live here on the show tonight. You can submit your question per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And Wynn will go to those questions during the show and submit those questions to our sources on the other side. This is a very grand opportunity to get some information that is out of this world, literally. We have somebody else joining in here on the call, as this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. I welcome that person. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And we wait for more people to show up here, and also for Wynn and Terry to present themselves. So welcome the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Good evening to you, Janine. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Janine.
You're welcome.
Hi, Don.
Someone else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi. This is Debbie, Costa Mesa, California.
Welcome, Debbie.
Hi, sweet. How you doing?
Hi, Debbie.
California.
California.
And the next person that joined in, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi, it's Lauren from the Works
Department. Hi, Lauren. Welcome.
Hi,
Lauren.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jill and Jerry from Rochester, Minnesota.
I welcome both of you, Jill and Jerry.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jill. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, everybody.
All right.
We used to know. Yes, I used to know. Sit. Sit.
I'm sitting already.
I'm trying to get my dog to sit down.
Okay.
He's being a brat. His name's Gizmo.
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 Okay.
He's living up to his name.
Yes, he is. And I've got the scars to prove it.
Someone else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Hives. Hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg.
Good evening, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, hello. It's twilight.
Jennifer,
here. That beautiful time of the day. It's so pretty. I'm sitting outside. It's beautiful out here.
Enjoy.
Greensboro, where?
Greensburg, Pennsylvania. We're by Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh. Someone else, your name, we welcome you. Please say name and location. Of course, only if you want to, we welcome you and we thank you for being here. To all those that have joined in. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jay from Pennsylvania.
Welcome aboard, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Thank you.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, everyone.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the call. Please share your name and location. But only if you want to. Welcome to the next caller. Please share your name and location.
Hi, this is Sarah of Chicago.
Hi, Chicago Ian. Welcome.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Everyone.
Positive greetings. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Thank you. Hi, from Sedona.
Thank you for being here, Raiden.
Thank you. Raiden. Thank you for being here, sir.
My pleasure,
hi,
my
Raiden.
Friend.
Hi, Raiden.
Raiden, I was thinking about you today. I was scrubbing carpet. Yuck. And you popped into my mind, and I thought, what a lovely energy that Raiden has. He has a very pure, high vibration. Real nice.
Yes, he does.
Takes one to know one.
From all the people who are here, from all the people who called in live to the call here, half of them, the first name starts with a J.
Don't get out.
Serious.
The popular name.
Except for the ones that don't.
Welcome. Okay, we're going to get beat over here. Two more people joined in. No J's. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Phyllis from Squim, Washington.
Hi, Phyllis. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Anyone from Canada? We welcome you.
Wanda. Is Wanda here?
Welcome to the next caller. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hello, ooh, Terry. Good
Terry.
Evening. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Positive greetings, dear heart.
Hi.
How's it going?
Did you survive, Dr. Yang?
For those that just joined in online through VBS, welcome to this gathering. And if you want to submit a question that will be asked tonight live here on this show, you can do so by submitting it per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
Live.
Your word.
Is this a life you have right now better than the one you dreamed that would have been 20 years ago?
I didn't get your question. Is this what? My life?
Is your life? Yeah, your life right now, your existence. Is it better than you dreamed it would have been 20 years ago?
I am. I think so, yes, because I'm happier than ever. Good
that
evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. But I can't recall what I was thinking 20 years ago, how life would turn out to be.
Yes.
Phyllis. Well, Phyllis?
Yeah.
You're still going strong?
Yeah. Stronger than
ever.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So 30 years ago would be 1990, is that right? I'm trying to do the
math. Get the heck out. Oh, my God.
Struggle of the day.
It is. Yeah. Oh, Lord. It's just flying so fast. Can't keep track. And now with this staying home, it doesn't matter what day it is. I'm often confused.
This is even worse. I get up in the morning and I go, oh, it's Sunday in there. No, it's Monday. No, wait.
Maybe. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Ice.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Nobody's calling me. Panicked out. Is Terry here?
Hi, Wynn.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm here.
Hi, Lauren. You're there?
Just hanging,
let's get right started, okay? All right, fantastic.
I thank all of you for being here. I'm going to mute the phone lines, get the recorder going. I mean, I got the dings.
Muted.
It is July 1st.
The recording has started.
And did you turn... Oh, you turn off the dings, right? Okay.
Yep. I'm on it.
I guess you didn't, but there we go. Okay. This is July 1st, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Arizona, and everyone everywhere. This is a call... It's becoming one of our more popular calls, and it's where you guys submit questions, and our sources answer them. And those people who have asked questions, they're not like beyond psychic. They answer questions in a way that will cause you that will give you the opportunity to personally evolve. You know, one of the things I've noticed in the course of time of doing this is that people, and don't judge yourself if this fits you. Don't make yourself wrong. People want to have answers. They want somebody to direct them. They don't really want that, but they think they want that. And the reason is, you get to the end of a trail, and you don't know where to go. And the thing about it is, if somebody else tells you where to go, and you lose your sovereignty. You now become dependent on whoever tells you that. So the cool thing about the Elohim and our sources is usually what they say stimulates your own process. So suddenly thoughts are popping into your head of potentials that you didn't think of before you asked the question. And there's something about the energy of the connection that starts to shift you. That's what I observe, and I think I observe that from watching people. So we're going to get started. Terry, you're there, right?
I'm here, yeah.
And you sound wonderful today.
Oh, good.
Great. Maybe you're just acting. Who knows? Father, Mother, God.
No, I'm not happy.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has accessed. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is Ra'an. We are an aspect of the Elohim and an aspect of the Ra group, and we have come together to be with you and to assist wherever we may. If we ever see anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it, as it does not apply to you at that time. You are the creator of your life, and we are assistants. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line. We just come straight into your space if you wish. Do you have questions?
Yeah. We do. Hang on just a moment. Our first question is...
They can hear you in.
Is that better now?
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Okay. You sound very good, Terry. Okay.
You too, Wynn.
This is a question from Kat, or Catherine, in Tucson. And she asks, when my soul decided to be here on Earth at this time, what was the primary objective it intended to accomplish during this lifetime?
Thank you. You, within your own subconscious memory, have that information, and you can get clues from the things that you are attempting to do. What are you attempting to do? Take a look and see. Are you attempting to straighten out injustices that have been done? Can you have a look beyond and know and suss out what injustices have been done and have been perpetrated even in your own family by others toward your loved ones? Do you have a desire to set things straight? Do you have a desire to write about it as a tool to help set things straight? Do you have a passion for having the truth come out? To have everybody treated fairly and to bring a better world around you? And so if these things are, when you look at your own self, if they are accurate, what do we have? We have writing. We have coming in to help, to make things better, to make a better world, to learn more how to go about making a better world, how to bring about communication, good communication. So individuals can begin to understand what it is, how it is to to know what it is to have a better world. Those are some things to think about.
Would you call her a warrior spirit? That's my question.
We don't call it anything.
All right. It is what it is. All right?
Yes.
Okay. Valerie from Livermore.
Hello, Valerie.
I had a dream about being a commander on a ship. Oh, another one. I found myself walking down a corridor with little rectangular windows on the left every few feet. And I could see all the stars and Earth looked like marble-sized. I was livid as I finally made it up to the main deck, and I saw like 25 people in total chaos. So I asked, where's the navigator? We're going the wrong way. So my question is that an accurate memory? If it is, what ship was I on? Wasn't my own.
Give us a moment. We are taking a look here. There are a number of things in connection with this dream. We are sorting it out. Would you read it one more time?
I had a dream about being a commander on a ship. I found myself walking down a corridor with little rectangular windows on the left every few feet. And I could see all the stars and Earth that looked like marble-sized. I was livid as I finally made it to the main deck, and I saw 25 people in chaos. So I asked, where's the navigator? We're going the wrong way. And so my question is, now I inserted a question there and I said, was this a real dream or was it symbolic? Because then she asked, what ship was I on? And I think we have to determine if it was a real dream first. Was it my own?
Yes, we would like to leave that out. Your addition, would like to leave that out.
Okay. What ship was I on and wasn't my own?
We are taking a look. We are sorting through all of the information. No, it was not your ship. Was it a real ship? We see that it was an image of a ship. And you have fit scenarios into this image. Your frustration was real. In areas where you would like to be in command and where you are observing things in chaos that you would like to make into your own organized pattern. It is a derived from different images from a memory of a long time ago of a real ship that you were a part of, and you are replaying some of the scenario from that area back then. So, was it a real ship? It was a ship, a memory of a ship, a very long time ago. And there are, it is a complex dream because there are ships that are in our orbit of Earth that are similar to this day, and we see more, but we throw that out to you. There was a ship from before. There is a current ship in Earth's orbit that is similar, that you are flashing on. You are not the commander of the ship that is in our orbit at this time. So see if these shreds of information can lead you to more information. Thank you.
Can I insert a question? You don't have to answer it, but she kind of asked that. The ship that was the real ship in the past.
Yes.
Can she know what star system that was from?
This instrument does not know the names of any of the star systems. It was of a galactic fleet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question is from Jay in Dallas, Pennsylvania.
What is the name? Jay?
Jay.
Okay.
And this is the first time he's asked a question. And his first question is, in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the light. Nobody comes to the Father but by me." Can you explain the meaning of this statement? It is preached as if you do not follow Jesus, you will not go to heaven and you'll go to hell.
That is incorrect. I am the way, the truth, the light. So then that is, there is the way to get to heaven. There, and that part about nobody comes to the Father but through me. That is a very narrow interpretation. Nobody comes to the Father but by, except by doing the way and following the truth and the light. However, it isn't that they need to be following Jesus, the person Jesus. It is by following the way, the truth, the light. That is our interpretation.
You know,
you, in some of the things that that were said were modified in 300 A.D., roughly 300 A.D. by Paul and Constantine. And so there have been some misroutings of some of the sayings.
Thank you. Jay, I would also like to mention, in the course of our conversations with the Elohim, we had a number of things that we talked about that were related to heaven. And according to their answers, everyone is on a spiritual path. When you die, if your heart is open, you have options to go places that you don't have if your heart's not open. And it doesn't have to be perfectly open. It's got to be 51% open. And there is a realm called, which they call the heaven realm, where there's a tunnel of light, and if you go there, and you don't have to, but it's offered to people that have a 51% opening of their heart chakra, it's where you're worked on to clear the traumas that so many people go through while they're embodied. It's kind of like a fighter who comes back in his corner and has his trainer throwing water on his face and getting him ready for the next round. And at that point, the next round is up to you. It's, do you want to stay in the higher realms? Do you want to have another body? Do you want to go back to Earth because there's somebody you love here and you want to be help them? So I would like that to add that to your answer. And do our sources have anything to comment about my addition here?
That is a valid addition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I would like to ask a question. And as everyone knows, we have this virus going around right now. And the information we're getting about it is not, doesn't seem to be completely accurate. And many things don't work out. And some people think that this is an attempt by what people call the New World Order, the beginning of a depopulation of people here. So my question is, I don't want you to answer that yes or no. My question is, are the instructions we're getting to stay away from people, to wear masks and gloves, to be ultra cautious when we go out into the world about everything, are they important to follow? Do they make a difference?
Well, it makes a difference. However, in the general run of things, it is not as important. What do we mean by that? The virus is not as lethal in the majority of cases. It affects people who have an immune system that is compromised or have other diseases or are vulnerable because of an immune system that is compromised. So because they have the immune system that's compromised, they are more vulnerable to it. And they are more vulnerable to other diseases also. The majority of people, it becomes more complicated if you have versions of the virus which are planted, if the bird is right outside your window.
Mm-hmm.
They have other versions of the virus they would like to inject. It could be more lethal, and in that case, then it could pay to have the protections. So just beware of your surroundings. Beware of how many people in your area are ill. And beware of what is going on when a person is diagnosed with this. How are they being treated? As there is some marking of COVID-19 cases that are like false readings. And there's some diagnoses that are, after they're diagnosed, they are not treated correctly for their symptoms. So beware. Should you wear a mask? If you're in an area of high density of this, yes. But it is a changing situation also.
Thank you. Jay in Dallas, Pennsylvania asked a second question. And people always
say... Yes, good questions.
Yes, thank you. People always say your days are numbered. Is there a number of days for your life? And when your time is up, your time is up.
You have control over it. Sometimes when an individual comes into the third density, they say, I'm going to stay 6 months. And I'm just going to see what it's like to be a little baby. Or they might say, you know, I'm going to stay till I'm 26, and I'm going to get married, and I'm going to have a kid, and then I'm going to leave. So sometimes the days are numbered, but it is up to you. You're the one that sets the contract, if you make a contract when you come here. Sometimes somebody will make a contract, and I'm going to stay until I'm 26, and then I'm going to leave, and then they get to be 26, and they're already starting to make the body sicker so that they can leave, but then they fall in love with a girl and say, oh, you know what, I don't want to leave right now. And then they have the ability to extend it if they wish. But if they've gotten too sick along the way with their first contract, then they might have a difficulty extending it. That's mm-hmm. our answer.
So basically, you're not bound by a contract. You might have come in with a decision. But if you, while
right.
you're here,
but
you can
once
change
you
that.
If you come in with that idea, you might choose a, like that you're going to stay for 6 months, you might choose a baby body with a congenital heart disease, which then if you get here and decide to change your mind, it might be kind of hard to change it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. This is from Phyllis Ayer in Squim, Washington.
Yes.
My craniosacral client expressed during treatment a period of jerking of the legs that was alarming to my client. My sense that it was a series of good releases. My client felt better generally from the treatment. What was happening, and what is the best response in terms of treatment of it?
If the jerking it is alarming to the client, that as soon as you realize that it is alarming, you might back off and become more gentle. Since, give us a moment. At the time you were doing it, you did not know for sure because of that. And so we would recommend if something like that happens to back off. Sometimes jerking can be good as it is a release. But you don't want to go beyond the ability of an individual to handle we're searching for words, the electrical impulses are being stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
Jerking
okay,
is not
you.
Necessarily necessarily a bad sign, but If it is unknown what you are moving into, then it is better to back off.
Thank you. I would like to ask a question, and the question is, we recently were exposed to a healer who is very positively oriented and is using techniques that I've never seen anyone else use before. And one of his next techniques has to do with putting acupuncture needles all over the face and with the idea that that can heal things in other parts of the body. And could you comment on that?
Yes, that is correct, and it does work that way. The needle can come in contact through the insertion with an area that needs to be activated. It has not been activated. That is sluggish. It is non-operational. And it can tend to, and come in contact with that to wake the area up. For instance, the insertion of the needle in a certain place in the forehead can stimulate the sinuses to open up and the breathing to get better. And the body to release phlegm. Other areas of the body that are also connected to the area where the needle is going to activate. And it goes down deep from the face down through the whole body and into the lower body. But there is also the electrical contacts through the needles, electrifying the needles under the arms, electrifying the needles to pulse in the bottoms of the feet so that it pulls down the stimulus. And reactivates areas of the body that have been immobile.
Thank you. Next question is from Jill in Rochester, Minnesota. I seem to have a special bond with animals, especially with my dogs, my 5 dogs. Most days, I just want to spend all my time with them. As Mark Twain once said, the more people I meet, the more I love my dog. Mark Twain didn't hear Will Rogers say, I never met a man I didn't like. That's me saying that. This fits me to a T. People constantly seem to make bad choices that hurt others. I have experienced it in my own life several times. But my dogs are always there to help me feel better, protect me, and love me unconditionally. Can you explain why I have such a special place in my heart for animals?
You're good with animals, and they're good with you. The dog is a companion. Not all dogs are good companions, but your dogs are. And your dogs know you. And they know that they have a friend there, and they are happy about that.
Thank you. Is it just an accident that dog spelled backwards is God, and live spelled backwards is evil? And lived spelled backwards is devil. Is that just accidental?
There are no accidents, but on the other hand, suggest you might not want to take it too seriously.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question here. And let me see. This might be our last question for the night. Well, if we can, Don, I'll fit in your question. Okay? But we may not fit it in. We'll see how long this one takes. Okay. Now, this is from Amy. Now, where is she? Okay, this is a general question, and it has to do with the Mormon Church, okay? And hang on a second here. I'm just looking up to see if I have her. Her city. Amy, next time you're ask a question, put your city in. Okay? We'll try this and we'll see if we can tune in. Some of your question is not related to you personally, so they could answer it without tuning into you. Okay? Now, when we answer this question, I want to make a preamble statement, and that is, all religions have good things about them and bad things about them. Anything that is dogmatic is not flexible to truth as it changes, but many religions have the Holy Spirit and the Christ consciousness flowing through them. They create communities, and no religion, from my perspective, it's good if you're religious that you still, you know, keep your scrutiny up, and if it's making you happy and joyous, then it's good. If it's making you feel like if I stay in this religion, I might go to heaven, you're probably making partially an error in your thinking, okay? Because it's having an open heart that gets you into the higher realms. It's not having a belief system in this realm, okay? That's from our experiences and questions and answers in the past. And can I ask our sources if you want to make any correction to what I just said?
We would prefer at this time that you just read her question as it is.
Okay. I would be very interested to hear what the Elohim has to say about the Mormon Church, beyond what is stated in the book. I would like to understand, at what point does the Elohim consider when the church went astray? Was it when Joseph Smith was still the prophet of the church, or when Brigham Young became the prophet? I would also like to understand how Joseph Smith and the church came to believe that polygamy is God's law. Let's start out with that.
Thank you. Many of the tenets are formed in the various religions by the culture of the people that are there. And God has a love of the individuals not based upon the culture. So in cultures, believe in polygamy, then God is still there for the people. So God does not condemn polygamy. So that is one factor. You ask other things, like where did the church go wrong? One of the places that it went wrong was in the looking to the Masons for a model, and that is a very basic way that they went wrong. There are many great things about the Mormon Church. They take care of their families. They provide for their congregation. They help other members out when they need help. And it is a very loving group of people. So those are our comments.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Vin, it's 57.
Yeah. Let me just add one question here to what Amy said. Is the blessing, the patriarchal blessing that I received when I was around 14 years old, inspired by the Elohim?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the Elohim was, this is me saying this, the Elohim was definitely involved when that church was forming and being supported.
That's correct.
And that doesn't mean everything they did was correct or right,
that's,
but in the best interest.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. I think we got everything for tonight except for Don. And Don, I appreciate your questions very much, but I thought I'd just go through all the others first and see how time went. And it is now, we're going over to Whole Planet Healing. So that phone number is 712-770-4340, 250-513. And on that note,
unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elohim. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Wynn. Thank everyone. Much love.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you.
And thank you all, the Ra group and all those sources. It's a great blessing to have you here with us time after time.
I was just wondering if that Amy was my granddaughter in Salt Lake City or in a city close to Salt Lake.
Did you tell her about our call, Cecil?
No, I didn't. I didn't think she would even listen to him if I hadn't told her. And so if it was her, I don't know where she got the information. But I hope it was her.
Probably wasn't, but I'll see if I can find her city. I'll let you know. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
This session
wouldn't be listed
as
Salt Lake.
Pardon me?
It wouldn't be listed as Salt Lake City. It'd be, can't even think of the name of it now. It's south of Salt Lake. It's hooked right onto Salt Lake, but it's on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
Southwest side of Salt Lake. Anyway,
I don't think she's from Utah. I don't think so. Okay.
Okay.
But
well, it would be hard for me to think that was her.
Okay. All right. Let's get over to Whole Planet Healing. We'll see you in a moment.
Thanks for all you do.